You're listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, professional engineer, professional futurist, and sometimes occasional sessional instructor of future studies at Simon Fraser University. And this is a weekly show that looks at future trends and issues and important items that affect your daily life and will be affecting your life into the future. Welcome to the show.
We're continuing to look at the book, The Purpose Effect, Building Meaning in Yourself, Your Role, and Your Organization by Dan Pointefract, who's also the best-selling author of Flat Army, and a foreword by Niloufer Merchant. We're on the introduction, and it's the definition of what is the purpose effect. What exactly is the purpose effect? The purpose effect chronicles my thesis and findings. This book draws on research, interviews, and first-hand leadership experience, establishing a potentially positive and reciprocal connection between three distinct categories of purpose: personal purpose, organizational purpose, and role purpose. If all three categories of purpose can come to fruition, if there is a positive interconnection between the three distinct definitions of purpose, the benefits should be felt by employees, teams, the organization, customers, owners, and perhaps most importantly, society as a whole. We can refer to this balanced state as the sweet spot. This includes the ecosystem that Bas van Abel referred to at Fairphone, and is made up of all the stakeholders. For it is the stakeholders whom an organization ought to serve, not those who solely seek increases in power, increases in bureaucracy, economic rents, or greed. Indeed, the purpose effect is a mission to put stakeholders first. The stakeholders I'm referring to are customers, the group an organization serves, employees, the team members who carry out an organization's missions and objectives, society, our planet and the communities in which we live, and if applicable, owners, shareholders, those due a fair and just return for their investments. This book, therefore, is aimed at both leaders and employees who wish to achieve a purpose mindset on a personal level for the organization where they're employed and in their role at work as well. They do so, I hope, in order to create meaning. This book is targeted at those individuals who seek to arrive at the aforementioned sweet spot regardless of their title or level in the organization where they work. The purpose effect is for anyone interested in becoming more purpose-driven. It is important to note that it takes courage to create the sweet spot. Individuals and the organizations must demonstrate a degree of fearlessness and prowess of purpose if ever to be simultaneously recognized in three categories. Courage comes first by establishing your why. In 2011, author Simon Sinek taught us to start with why in the book with the same title. Leaders start with why we need to do things, writes Sinek. The same observation can be applied to our working selves. Why do we work? Why do we work at a particular organization? And why are we motivated to work? Indeed, the question of why can be applied to the self as well. Why do I enjoy one thing over another? Why am I interested in this facet over another? Why do I dislike doing certain things a certain way? The organization, through its senior leaders, must also ask why it is in business. Why is the organization operating the way it does? Why does it serve all stakeholders, or perhaps why does it not? For both the individual and the organization, it really does start with why. Both parties must have the courage to define their why, so Simon was right. Bas Van Abel seemed to embody an individual who defined his and Fairphone's why. He found a sweet spot for himself, his co-workers, and eventually the broader Fairphone family. Like Bass, the employees of Fairphone are demonstrating purpose in their roles. The organization has instilled a powerful ethos, an open culture. It is the Fairphone employees who have subsequently demonstrated a purpose mindset. The end result is an organization that is achieving its objectives, priorities, and mission. The Fairphone workforce believes that there is a purpose both in their lives and in their roles. Of course, stakeholders are benefiting from the motivated and engaged employees at Fairphone, and its ethically produced phone is benefiting society. We might even go so far as to suggest that any of Fairphone stakeholders are sitting rather comfortably in their purpose stool, enjoying the level ground of the sweet spot. So what exactly is the purpose effect? I have crystallized it down to one simple sentence. The purpose effect results in a higher calling, where individuals and organizations seek to improve society to benefit all stakeholders. For the purpose effect to materialize, however, not only must the question of why be answered for the individual and the organization, the three categories of purpose, personal, organizational, and role, must be defined, aligned, and enacted. When this has been accomplished, a sweet spot will materialize for both individuals and for the organization. Each category that makes up the purpose effect is defined as follows. Personal purpose. What motivates someone in life is their why. An individual's values, experience, and beliefs inform personal decisions and actions. Organizational purpose. Why the organization exists. An organization's principles, ethics, and culture inform its ways of operating. Role purpose. Why a role exists in the organization. To achieve its goals and objectives, an organization establishes a variety of roles to support its mission. A unique Venn diagram focusing on personal, organizational, and role purpose outlines my thesis below. At the intersection of personal purpose, organizational purpose, and role purpose, there is the sweet spot, right in the center, where the three intersect. The book, in brief, the ultimate question is how both an individual and an organization might achieve their own respective sweet spot. Each of us possesses a personal purpose, but we also have to work in order to pay for groceries, a night out at the cinema, donations to charity, or clothes for the children. An individual will experience imbalance if their personal purpose is misaligned with that of the organization, as well as the role they fulfill in service of it. By the same token, an organization can experience imbalance if its purpose is misaligned with the expectations of the society it serves, starting with its own employees. To attain the sweet spot, either individually or organizationally, balance and alignment are essential. Purpose and a multifaceted approach to it are not new. Greek philosophers openly discussed the meaning of life centuries ago. More recently, David Hyatt programmed the notion of purpose into his book, Due Purpose. Here, the focus is on individuals' specific quest for meaning in life through their love, their skill, and their Zeitgeist. The area where the three circles overlap, he labels most alive, a notion of fulfillment that resonates with our own concept of the sweet spot. In The Good Life, social researcher Hugh McKay suggested a Venn diagram be made up of listening attentively, apologizing sincerely, and forgiving generously. This is an instrument to instill meaning in the lives of people. Even the comedy troupe Monty Python, in their 1983 movie, The Meaning of Life, got into the definition of purpose, poking fun at birth, learning, fighting, and death. This book continues the conversation, building on the foundations laid by previous works and previous research. The Purpose Effect is written to help both leaders and followers. These individuals make up our organizations. Far too many corporate social responsibility statements and annual refrains claim our employees are our most important asset. Is this what we are? Assets. We are not assets. We are not human capital. We are not a headcount. Then what are we? We are team members. We are co-workers. We are colleagues. We are both leaders and we are followers. It matters not what level you reside on the corporate hierarchy. We are on the same team that is defining and enacting purpose. It is my aim to surface insights, theories, and methods to attain personal, organizational, and role-based purpose. I intend to help team members realize that they are not simply an asset. They are a key link in improving society. I intend to help leaders see the importance of purpose in the lives of employees and for the betterment of society. Indeed, team members are an organization's most important advantage. The Purpose Effect endorses the practices of visionary and purpose-first leaders such as Sir Richard Branson. Much has been written about Branson's Virgin Empire and his business acumen, but at the root of Virgin's success lies its team members, encouraged to innovate while riding high on a wave of purpose for its many stakeholders. That is why Virgin and Branson are so successful. Innovation may be the seed, but purpose is the pollen that spreads success across the Virgin Empire. The Purpose Effect is a book that highlights truly courageous leaders. People like Paul Polman, CEO of Unilever, who vowed to ensure society is not left behind while his organization redefines the meaning of capitalism against the throes of entrenched economic systems and thinking. It pays homage to people like Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, who once wrote, quote, "Work should be personal for all of us, not just for the artist and entrepreneur. Work should have meaning for the accountant, the construction worker, the technologist, the manager, and the clerk." The book, however, mainly surfaces stories and examples from organizations, leaders, and individuals you may not know at all. It focuses on their purpose journeys, changes they instituted, organizational practices they implemented, and the results they achieved. This includes people like Mana Ionescu, who left a six-figure digital marketing job to start a business that allows her personnel sense of purpose, her role, and the organizations to shine. Michael Bungay Stanner wants to, quote, "infect a billion people with the possibility virus." We will find out why Mary Hewitt spent 15 years seeking and struggling to establish their own personal sense of purpose in concert with various roles and organizations. Did she ever find it? In Australia, there is a couple, the Graham Noyes, who took it on themselves to start a diaper company because they felt a higher calling to serve society and environment better. They will meet Tim McDonald, who left an organization and a leader spilling over with purpose. The Huffington Post and the Arianna Huffington, because his own personal sense of purpose needed to be fueled even more. Celine Schillinger took on her CEO and in return redefined her role purpose. Market Basket, LSTN, Earl's, Johnsonville Sausage, Etsy, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and King Arthur Flour are examples of firms trying to get the quest for organizational purpose straight and correct. There are other individual organizations we will hear from as well as that helped shape the purpose effect. I will take pride in featuring the evolution of TELUS, my own workplace. TELUS is a $12 billion telecommunications firm that believes everyone at the company is a leader of purpose. The organization enables its 43,000 global team members to continuously put its customers first. The omnipresent purpose of the organization in any of its actions and decisions. We will discover how all of its stakeholders, society, team members, community, customers, and shareholders have benefited. This book is broken down into the following sections. 1. Moral purpose. Between 1994 and 2016, I've been fortunate to have found and helped create the sweet spot on several occasions in my working life. There have been a few points in my career, however, where things did not feel as purposeful as I wanted. Whether related to personal, organizational, or role purpose, the section details my own experiences. What we have learned and how it helped shape my thinking with respect to the overthesis of the purpose effect. This is the focus of Chapter 2. It seeks to establish moral authority, and at a minimum it provides moral compass of my past experiences within the three categories of purpose. 2. Not on purpose. There is much to share in terms of evidence, history, and observations about current organizational and leadership practices. This will help the reader understand why purpose is such a difficult aspect to master in any three, let alone all three, categories of purpose. There are five key symptoms that prevent the purpose effect from materializing. remuneration, profit, role, power, and performance. Future chapters will help illustrate why purpose has become a difficult concept to implement and to master. 3. Three categories of purpose. The central arc to a purpose effect is when personal, organizational, and role purpose categories are in complete alignment. Future chapters will outline the specific details of these three categories of purpose. I provide research and stories from both individuals and organizations that have contemplated and accomplished the three parts of the model. Additional emphasis is applied to the unique relationship between organizational purpose and the team member's role. Communities and sweet spot guidance. I turn to Wikipedia, arguably society's best definition of a community, to help define communitas, or quote, an unstructured state in which all members of community are equal, allowing them to share a common experience. In other words, perhaps communitas is a state in which the three categories of purpose intersect to create a sweet spot. As such, chapters 8 and 9 outline what ought to look like, and it highlights several tips for both organizations and individuals to achieve the highly desirable sweet spot. In summary, I've written the purpose effect as a supportive tool to help team members connect the dots between personal, organizational, and role purpose, and to emphasize accompanying actions that can create multiple benefits for organization and its stakeholders. Over the course of my working life, I found that individuals and organizations that manage to create the sweet spot are truly enlightened ones of this world. It takes courage, but it is possible. As Gonzalo said to Prospero in Shakespeare's The Tempest, quote, all torment, trouble, wonder, and amazement inhabits here. Some heavenly power guide us out of this fearful country. Let us look potentially to be a guide to effect purpose to better our society, and I hope you enjoy the journey.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby, and you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, Instructor of Future Studies at Simon Fraser University. We're now going to take a short break and listen to a very important public service announcement.
With thousands of homeless animals entering SPCA shelters each year, pet overpopulation is a serious problem in BC, but it's one you can help prevent. Spay or neuter your companion animal today. From our perspective, every homeless animal on our streets or in our shelters is one too many. For more information on spaying and neutering initiatives, visit the BC SPCA website at www.spca.bc.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, professional futurist.
Welcome back. We are looking at the purpose effect, building meaning in yourself, your role, and your organization by Dan Pontefract. We're on chapter 1, the purpose of purpose. When a man does not know what harbor he is making for, no wind is the right wind. Lucius Aemilius Seneca. Life shrinks or expands according to one's courage. Anastasia Nin. In their influential book, In Search of Excellence, Tom Peters and Robert Waterman wrote, quote, Companies that develop a philosophy and live the philosophy that involves everyone within the organization with the overall success of the company will become better for it, unquote. When paired together to enact change, it is the influential open partnership of employees and leaders that will ensure the three categories of purpose can come to fruition. As we progress through the book, however, we will discover that purpose, be it personal, organizational, or role, does not materialize out of thin air. An individual ought not to wait for purpose to magically appear. Purpose is often a partnership between three intersecting categories of personal, organization, and role. While it can deliver the sweet spot for the individual, if everything aligns, the organization can also benefit. But the relationship between employee and leader here is key. The quest for purpose in any of the three categories fails miserably if this particular relationship is broken. In his book, Give and Take, the author and academic Adam Grant wrote, quote, "People often end up working on tasks that aren't perfectly aligned with their interests and skills. A powerful way to give is to help others work on tasks that are more interesting, meaningful, or developmental. The purpose effect will help leaders recognize the importance of an employee's sense of purpose and role purpose, as well as helping to establish purpose at an organizational level. Purpose is hard work. It takes a team. It takes an individual effort. But simply, purpose is not a one-way street of responsibility. Take, for example, Paul Blyer. He was working at a large consulting firm, but something began to gnaw at him. People sensed he was treating his role merely as a job, simply collecting a paycheck, putting in only the necessary hours, performing the transactional tasks, and not exactly thriving at work. In the consulting role, he learned that he could, but he recognized that his personal sense of purpose was not being fulfilled. Paul self-discovered that his personal purpose included being innovative, social, and enabling others to grow. Attributes that were not being utilized or appreciated at his place of work. He also learned that his company would not be supportive of these attributes and desires that fueled his personal sense of purpose. Ultimately, there was a misalignment between his workplace role, his personal role, and his organizational role. The firm that employed him was focused on it, merely on its profitability and billable hours count. This is not a bad thing, per se. However, a higher organizational purpose was missing, and it ran counter to Paul's personal purpose. So we're going to be looking in more detail of the purpose of purpose in subsequent shows, and we're going to totally introduce the definition of what a being purposeful means, and then move on to more advanced topics. So please stay tuned for much more exciting material on the value and the purpose of purpose.
You have been listening to Future Talk on CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 cable FM in Burnaby. And Future Talk is a weekly show on important issues that affect you and your future. And this is Dr. Teneri, professional futurist, reminding you that if you're not willing to make the effort to invent your own future, then others will be only too happy to invent it for you. See you next week.
You're listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.